It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave.
I got some eggnog, and there's some non-dairy nog for Erling, some non-eggnog for you, for Kathleen. I got some non-nog for myself, some plum brandy for Morris. Ish, can I get some?
Double nog, no egg.
Okay. Well, Hollis, where's my mic? Hollis? This one here, Hollis? Is this thing on? Hollis? Test. The little Billy Penton storytelling tradition lives in every bay, gut, nook, and cranny of our island home. There are little Billy stories about berry-picking romance, about getting lost at sea, about fairies and ghosts, and the old hag. Folklorists tell us these tales date back to the late 1800s. Little Billy Penton is our Huck Finn, our Robespierre, our boy with his finger in the dike, our everyman. By far, though, the most beloved of all the tales is Little Billy Penton's Christmas in the Mines. Now, every place has its unique version of Little Billy's Christmas, and our own BCN community is no different. Joining me around the hearth this frigid December morning for our annual reading of Little Billy Penton's Christmas in the Mines, our director of radio, Ish Lundrigan, our keeper of the tradition, and today our narrator.
Season's greetings.
Kathleen Hanrahan is here, in the starring role of Little Billy Penton, I might add. She's my favorite reader.
Oh, you say the sweetest things, Paul. Merry Christmas, everyone.
BCN celebrity readers today also include Wearing the Wire's covert journalist, Jerome Granger, here in Mufti and carrying Jerome.
Always, Paul.
Good. Ariel Flint, award-winning host of Show Trial.
Secular greetings and holiday practices of your choice, one and all.
And BCN's beloved weather watchdog and host of Traffic Alert, Erling Biggs.
Present.
Morris Gesso, host of BCN's most popular show, Interred, should be along shortly. I don't know what could happen to him.
Yeah, not like Morris to be tardy.
Yeah, usually
And tickling the ivory and providing musical accompaniment is a special guest, Sergio Cuva, son of the late, great sub-monoist composer, Hugh Cuva. Welcome, all. The Great Eastern is blacked out today in Newfoundland for BCN's annual live coverage of the Santa Claus Parade, and all hands here are grateful to be clear of that bone-numbing gig. Local listeners will hear an appropriately edited version of this reading, as always, on Christmas Eve. But as we're recording the special today in the saloon of Moth Manor here on Kitty Vitty Road, we thought we'd invite Canada and Iceland to sit back and enjoy our Christmas taping session. Occasionally rough, though it might be. There's a couple of junks in the fire, a plate of goodies, and some cheer. No, Mom, the furnace man was in yesterday. Do you remember? Everything's fine. You'll just have to put on a sweater, I guess. She's 89. Perils of doing live radio from your own home.
Indeed, yeah.
Okay. As per tradition, the great helmsman, Ish Lundrigan, has assigned us our parts. I know we've all been practicing, so over to you, Ish, and off we go.
Unfortunately, this is the first year that we're...
Excuse me, Ish. The washroom is upstairs over the front door. Sorry, I just thought I'd clear the
room. Traditionally, the reading began with the BCN Cold Stokers Choir...
Oh, everybody, don't hesitate to indulge in more grog and shortbread. There's plenty for everybody during those long stretches, you know, where you've got nothing to say. And please watch the microphone cables and don't use the crystal or the china. Your parents' wedding stuff. Sorry.
All right.
Take one of calls.
Paul!
Sorry.
What I was saying is that the BCN Stokers Choir always started off with Little Billy's Ode, but they didn't want to participate this year pending the resolution of the collective agreement. So in the spirit of multi-skilling, I'll ask you all now to sing along after me, nice and loud. Now, okay, Sergey, come on.
Little Billy Penton, the foundling of our hearts. Little Billy Penton, known throughout these parts. Little Billy Penton, his spirit is unbeaten. Amazing when you think about how other people treat him.
Sergey!
Now here's a tale we'll tell you about Little Billy's Christmas. A story's not with woe and mirth for Mr. and for Mrs. For boys and girls of any year, a yarn that spins a spell. It fills with Christmas wonders and warns of Christmas hell. And warns of Christmas hell.
It was the day before Christmas in Stittsville, Bone Bay, Newfoundland, but you never would have known it. The town lay under a gray shroud of coke-smoked snow, a sloppy muck that would suck up the light, so there was little call for bulbs or ornaments or candles of any kind, even round Christmas. What would be the point? This was the motto of Stittsville. What's the point? In this perpetual gloom, the people of Stittsville felt only despair. Their debts were crushing. No matter how hard they toiled in the mine, they arrived at each Christtide further in hock to the company store. 16 tons, they say. In debt to whom? To the owner of the mine. To the merchant, Jabez Wareham, a man as rich as Croesus, as crooked as sin, as cross as a vexed rat, as prickly as a sculpin. It was said of Jabez Wareham that if you cut out his heart, you dull the sharpest blade. And of all the many, many things the merchant hated, there were two in particular that simply drove him to distraction. One was Christmas itself and any joy that men might dare relate to it. The other was the potboy of Wareham Manor, Little Billy Penton. Little Billy Penton, who had been found one Christmas day upon the doorstep of the great house and been immediately put to work. Merchant Wareham despised Little Billy for his unbreakable spirit, which was especially galling around Christmas, and for his irrepressibly cheerful dog.
Excuse me, Ganesh, sorry, but that's right, Little Billy's dog, what was it, Scamp?
Scamp, Paul, oh, not Scamp. Jesus, boy, it's a Little Billy Penton story. Okay. Everybody knows the dog's name is Scamp. Yeah, it's a great name for a dog.
But who's going to play him?
Erling, you play Scamp.
Okay. Great.
Well, Scamp is one of the biggest parts, boy.
Some of the best lines, anyway.
Merchant Wareham despised Little Billy for his unbreakable spirit, and in particular, for his irrepressibly cheerful dog.
Woof, woof. If I might just offer some dramatic counsel. Erling, irrepressibly cheerful
dog. Shut up, Paul, or I'll have you play the Christmas card. On this Christmas Eve morn, there was no joy in Stittsville. Except, of course, for that which came, as it did so often, from Little Billy Penton's frisky antics with Scamp on the great lawn before Wareham Manor. The merchant, half a bottle towards a good Christmas funk, was stricken with a perverse desire to stifle those sounds of mirth and merry mongrel.
Here, foundling boy, who gave you the morning off?
I've already buffed the stables, cleaned the inside of the furnace, split 4 cords of wood, and butchered a hog, sir.
Oh. Pleased with ourselves. Pleased with ourselves, are we? I'll give you good reason to be happy. Here, take this purse into the city. Deliver it to the children's workhouse. Cursed parasites.
The workhouse is 20 miles each way, sir. But I'll gladly do it. I'll be back in plenty of time for the servants' Christmas party tomorrow, for it's also my birthday, master.
Christmas party? In Wareham Manor? Never. What gives you the idea that you have a birthday any day, let alone Christmas Day, you rapscallion?
'Twas Mary, the scullery maid, told me, sir. That's the day I was found here on your step.
Christmas Day is no day of birth. 'Tis a day of death. It was on the 25th of December month, 8 years ago. Aye, the very same black day that you were found. That my only son and beloved heir, Heber, died of a brain heat and swollen sacs.
Yes, master. A sad day.
Don't patronize me, urchin boy. Do my bidding. Deliver the purse to Sister Charity, or your little pup will spend Christmas Day hanging by his rear paws, or worse, on his way to the Christmas table, if you'll catch my drift. Do you hear me?
Off we go. Come on, Scamp!
And for the love of God, get a receipt!
There's a storm brewing, master. He'll be swallowed up.
Oh, shut up, Mary, and get back to the scullery. Ye sorry slubs of Stittsville. Ye thought Heber's death had freed ye from the eternal tyranny of the Wareham Seed, but I shall wreak upon ye the sufferings of all the ages, and a few others as well.
And so Billy and Scamp spent a merry day walking across the frozen wasteland towards the capital city.
It's a beautiful day, even though it's a bit cold, and I wish I had a jacket. I love the snow, though. It's always snowing at Christmas round here, isn't it, Scamp?
Woof. Oh, come on, boy, put some life into it. Woof, woof. And after many adventures, Billy and Scamp entered the foreboding city. They wound their way through the winding streets toward the vast brick monolith beside the railroad tracks. The Sisters of Charity Children's Workhouse and Women's Publishing Collective, where so many orphans were given the illusion of an honest chance to work their way out of poverty.
Who's there?
It's me, sister, little Billy Penton. I've come with Master Jabez Wareham's Christmas donation.
Give me that.
Ouch!
Why, 'tis a pipsqueak of a purse. The merchant's not this mean, you wretched little thief.
I am not.
Jabez Wareham is the richest man in Newfoundland. He would never make such a miserly donation.
You've never met him, have you?
Insolent little beast. You stole that money. We'll get to the bottom of this. Constable?
Hey, let go of me.
What's punishment enough for this larceny, Constable?
Couldn't you take him, sister? It doesn't seem, well, Christian, putting him in the jails on Christmas Eve.
I'm afraid the workhouse is all full up this winter, Constable. Times are hard. We have to give priority to the paying poor.
Truer words, sister.
And a telegram was sent to Jabez Wareham explaining the arrival of little Billy and the miserly purse. The merchant received it in a state of extravagant inebriation, tormented further with each passing hour by the approaching anniversary of his progeny's untimely death. He laughed when he read of little Billy's predicament. Loathing overcame the tiny organ that was his heart, and he sent back a reply containing naught but five fateful words. To the mines, season's greetings, J.W.
Telegram.
Morris.
Don't do that.
Sorry I'm late. I hoped I could just slip in without anyone noticing.
Okay, now come on, let's keep moving on. Morris, give us your line again, then.
Telegram for Sister Charity.
To the mines. I agree with Jabez Wareham. That's the only place where the boy will find his way back to righteousness.
Hey!
Come along there, Billy.
Let me go!
Okay, now this is where the BCN Stoker's Choir used to come back in, right? But we'll do it ourselves. Okay, everybody? Okay.
Charity?
Okay. Everybody, now, let's go.
Little Billy Penton to the mines on Christmas went. His feet were cold, his heart was broke, his baseball cap was bent. His journey took him to the north and west of Bacaloo, and left him at the Wareham mine. 5 years hard to do. The shaft was deep, the light was dim as Billy met his pit. Other foundlings there he found their stories his defeat.
Snoopy Linus
and Jonathan Thomas too.
They all descended down the mine. The Christmas penance too. With the I.O.
The night before Christmas, when all through the mine, all you could hear was little children crying. The picks was all stacked by the mine face with care, in tanks that the overseer's whip he did spare. The foundlings were packed about five to the bids, and all of them thought they was out of their heads.
Oh, what's the use, Scamp? We'll never get out of this place. I feel like just going over to that ledge there and throwing myself off into space. Taking my chances.
Come along now, Billy boy. Stop your crying.
Who are you?
I'm the ghost of Christmas Subjunctive Conditional.
What does that mean?
That means I'm going to show you why you can't give up hope, even when it seems like everything is lost. And you feel yourself staring down a black, bottomless pit, even when you realize that that terrifying abyss is the endless night of an existence that promises nothing but pain and suffering.
Who did you say you were again?
But I'm here to show you
There's more to life than that, Billy boy. I'm going to take you somewhere now.
I don't think I want to go. Hey, quit shining that white light in my eyes, will you?
Do you know where we are, Billy?
Why, jumpin'! It looks like we're flying over St. John's Harbor.
That's right.
But it can't be. There aren't any boats tied up. And the town is filled with ugly new buildings. And everybody looks funny, like foreigners or something. There isn't even any fishing down there.
This unhappy life could be, Billy boy. If you throw yourself down a mine shaft, Jabez Wareham will be blamed.
How? When it's me who does the throwing.
He owns the mine. An inquiry will be held, a long, long, long one, against the most powerful lawyers money can buy. The court finds him responsible. He uses every last penny of his savings, convincing Newfoundlanders that confederation with Canada would be good for the country.
He would never do that. Not in a jillion bazillion years.
The Canadian wolf came and took everything, Billy, just like Jabez Wareham hoped. So there were no more fish. No boat sailed into the harbor anymore.
All because I didn't come back from the mines?
It's a dickens of a life, Billy. Men's courses will foreshadow certain ends, to which, if persevered in, they must lead. But if the courses be departed from, the ends may change. Joe, Billy boy!
Ghost of the pluperfect indicative, the modal supplative, come back! I didn't understand a thing he said.
No kidding.
Skip! We can't let all this happen, can we, boy?
Woof, woof.
Come on, Skip, think. There's got to be a way out of here.
Meanwhile, in Stittsville, folk were scraping together whatever they could to make Christmas a time of some little joy. In Wareham Manor, the merchant made merry with a pipe of port.
Merry! Bring me another rundle of port.
Master Wareham, do you not think it might be time to turn in for the night?
And miss the marking of my son's discorporation?
No, but don't you think you've marked enough? Oh, you poor soul. You look just like him when you put your head between your knees like that.
Then what would a scullery maid know of my son Heber?
Master, the storm is wondrous mighty. And little Billy still has not returned from the cruel and unusual errand you sent him on.
Nor shall he return, wench. Why, little Billy will gamble no more on the lawns of Wareham Manor. He will spend his birthday in the mines.
No boy nor man of mine shall be lost to you or your mines again as long as I live. The truth must be told.
You little needle maid.
Heber was the love of my life.
What are you saying?
And little Billy Penton is the love child of a rich man's son and a poor girl from up the bay called Mary Penton, who toiled in service for that merchant family.
Look, Mary, I've had a fair bit of grog tonight. I think you could be a wee bit more specific.
Little Billy Penton is the offspring of your son, Heber.
Duplicitous Jezebel!
Here is the letter to prove it.
Oh, Junior! My Junior! So that's what he was saying the night he died. Little Billy Wareham! My heir! My sole heir! Wait a minute. That mine is a death trap! The heir to the family fortune must be saved. Into the night. The storm shall not stop me. Off to the mines. I'll save little Billy. Oh, my Mary. This will be the greatest Christmas ever.
But even as the stricken merchant swept across the frigid wastelands in his sleigh, a rebellion was brewing in the mines.
The latest contract offer is not good. By my account, we'll have to pay for the privilege of working the Wareham mine.
Is that you? Hold this, stop for it!
What are you doing, Jerome?
God. I'm
sorry, Isha. That's the only mining accent I know.
Stop. Okay, then let's pick it up.
Where are we going?
Hey, kid.
Who, me?
We're walking off the job, Brisk boy.
Those mean old guards, they'll never let you leave. How are you going
to
do it?
If you have to know, busybody, we're going to divert the guards' attention. Just keep on your toes, or you might get shafted.
Who goes there?
Anyone was landing!
I'm sorry?
Anyone was landing!
Ring ding dido, ring ding dee. Miner's dress is women, got up to be free. Diddle diddle dido, diddle diddle dee. Mumbers work for me.
With a shovel in me hand, surrounded by me band, do you think you could solve me riddle quickly?
I beg your pardon.
And then, right in the middle of the riddle, having scoured the whole mine, almost out of hope, Jabez Wareham bursts in upon the miners' rebellion.
Hallelujah! I found you, little Billy! Out of my way, you damn dwarf! Little Billy, I'll save you!
Hang on a sec. Your merchant Wareham.
Come to save my heir.
The vehicle of our distress. The evil rich man so often encountered in stories of this type.
Stop! You don't understand!
We understand all too well, merchant Wareham.
It's payback time!
Get the gator!
The gator!
See, here's where the story gets really disgusting here.
Yeah.
Where it's the Portuguese gatoring and ritual evisceration of the merchant Wareham.
It's a fascinating section of the story.
Well, it goes on for pages, though.
So graphic.
What's wrong with that?
It's gruesome.
Yeah, look at page 25 with the screws and the oozing.
But the language is so beautiful.
You can't say that sort of stuff on the radio anymore, Morris, you know. But, I mean, some exposition is required for the listener. During the evisceration by the enraged mummers, Merchant Wareham offers the miners a much more lucrative contract, signs over his fortune to Billy, and entreats the young lad to live a more virtuous life than he.
Right. He's under duress, though.
Only through the means of the most hideous torture.
It's neither here nor there, Ariel. Move it along.
Okay. Well, let's skip over to page 38, everybody.
38.
Well, this is censorship. I think we should do the catering scene.
Take it from where the minor mummers and little Billy escape.
Cowards. Puritans. Censorship.
Papa Chef is scamper, Billy scamper dwarfs, in the dark I'm praying to the upper wars. Written didn't die, no, written didn't be. Minor's dress is wailing, color to be free. Diddle diddle die, no, diddle diddle dee. Mummers cover me.
Then out on the wharf there arose such a clatter that everyone turned and got a face full of splatter. The air had the reek of cheap grog and bad grub. Was Seafarer and Santa, rub-a-dub-dub.
Look, everybody, it's Seafarer and Santa!
Yo-ho-ho, Billy.
What are you doing here, Seafarer and Santa?
Oh, the presents are all delivered. Little Billy Penn, good little boys and girls who do what they're told, they're all looked after. Now, in the true tradition of Christmas, it's time to pick up the coal for all the little children who've been naughty.
Gosh!
Yes, big, black, bituminous lumps for all the children in communist Russia. And heaps of dirty black coal for all the millions of pygmy heathens in the colonies who still don't believe in the one true Christ.
I always wondered what they got in their stockings.
No fear, little Billy. Seafarer and Santa knows all, and he sees all. You're still on my nice list, at least so far. Up aboard. There's time yet for a detour on the way to Ugubamba. I'll drop you by the Wareham Mansion after. I'll wager you, as the new master of the house, could arrange a steaming rum toddy for thirsty seafaring men like us.
Oh, would you, seafaring Santa? You're the greatest. Come on, Scamp. Come on, fella. Come on, Erling.
Put something into it, Erling.
Come on. You have some conviction, man.
Yes, you make a very handsome dog, Erling.
Grrr! Woof, woof.
Well done.
Atta boy, Scamp.
Anchor's away. Gratinor, my son. Heave-ho, and off we go. Now Stinker, now Spritzer, now Moby, now Dick. Up Old Spice, up Horse on, up Puker, up Stick.
Wow, we're taking off.
Oh, indeed. Flying Fish Billy, yo-ho-ho.
I'll be home for Christmas. These are going to be the happiest holidays of all. Thanks to you, Seafarer and Santa. Look, Scamp, there's people down there fishing. And they're waving. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Woof, woof.
Merry Christmas, Newfoundland.
Woof, woof.
We're going home. We're going home. God bless us, every man jack of us. God bless every cod jig and tree cotton one of us.
Yes, yo-ho-ho.
They rode in their dory to the height of the sky. And away they took off like a ginger and rye. And Santa exclaimed ere they flew into the night.
Hang over the side, Billy. What a fantastic sight.
The tale we promised you about little Billy's Christmas. A story stocked with woe and mirth for Mr. and for Mrs. For boys and girls of any year, a yarn that spins a spell. It tells of Christmas wonders and warns of Christmas hell.
Little Billy Penton, the foundling of our hearts. Little Billy Penton, known throughout these parts. Little Billy Penton, his spirit is unbeaten. Amazing when you think about how other people treat him. Amazing when you think about
how other people treat me.
That's it, Paul. And on behalf of all the employees of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, I'd like to take this opportunity and wish all our listeners across Canada and the United States and Iceland a very happy Christmas and a healthy new year. Now, is there any more of that nog left?
The Great Eastern's special reading of Little Billy Penton's Christmas in the Mines featured Ish Lundrigan as the narrator, Kathleen Hanrahan was Little Billy Penton, Ariel Flint was Mary Penton and Sister Charity, Erling Biggs played Scamp and a Miner, Morris Jesso was Seafaring Santa, Jerome Granger played the Warden and the Ghost of the Subjunctive Conditional, and yours truly, Paul Moth, was Jabez Wareham. We hope you enjoyed our little seasonal tale, and that you also will enjoy the true peace and happiness that is the legacy of Christmas. Little Billy Penton's Christmas in the Mines was brought to you by Furlong's Confections, Furlong's Knobs, a Christmas tradition in Newfoundland stockings. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
I think that went very well this year.
Not bad, considering we weren't that prepared.
Wolf in there.
Yeah, Scamp is a bit down.
Would your mother be up for a visit?
Yeah.
She can go up and say hello.
Mom has like the permanent chills, doesn't she?
89.
But you know, she had Paul. No. Just kidding.
She would have been mad.
She would have been exhausted.
Why not?
You're not.
Oh,
yeah,
no, not really.
Yeah. Those are the ones I actually... No.